Frank Frangie here. Kuhn Flowers has moved their former Ponte Vedra location to Sawgrass Village. And when I need to send a floral arrangement for any reason, I know I can really count on Kuhn. Call 398-8601, kuhnflowers.com.
This is The Sports Den with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
Monday night, man. This weekend flew by.
Ready to go back.
Go back to what?
To the weekend.
Already you are?
It's weeks for the birds, man.
I don't know. I walk into the facility this morning and James is like in a two-hour meeting. I'm like, what? Who starts the week off in a meeting?
Apparently Byron.
Dang.
I don't like, people say like, oh, we know you don't like meetings, James. And people always say it like it's a joke, but like.
I hate
meetings. I don't like meetings. I like accomplishing things. Like, I like. Doing. I'm a doer. Like, I don't want to sit and talk for 5 hours about what we're going to do. And then what ends up happening is I forget what we were talking about doing.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt.
And then now I don't know. Now I'm out here freestyling when we could, like, the only number, only thing I care about is the bottom line and making sure I don't have to go in my pockets. But, you know, I'm trying to change. I'm trying to do some things better.
I'm
be
not.
More of a team player.
I'm not.
Talk.
I have a very strict no meeting policy.
Got another meeting tomorrow. I got to meet with the people that we had the meeting about. It's kind of like being in the league. And that's probably part of the reason why I didn't last too. That in New Orleans has really delicious food. But you have to have, sometimes you have meetings about the meeting that you were meeting about. It is like, I'm like, man, I can't take a meeting about the walkthrough for kickoff. And we're going to do kickoff at practice.
We're going to do the walkthrough after we do the walkthrough meeting.
Why can't we just do the walkthrough or the meeting? Like, we can cut out one less meeting.
Yeah. I was in there working out today, JJ, and I'm like, my man is in hell right now.
Yes.
Because he's been in that meeting for a minute.
What do you have meeting? I thought it's your company.
Yes, but I have people who
have opinions.
Who have opinions and are really good. Like, you know, I have my partners, and it's like, you know, I want to hear what they have to say, and one of them doesn't live here. He lives in another country. He's foreign, and in another time zone, and it's just
Shad.
Nah,
Shad.
That would be dope. Like, now if Shad was my partner and said he wanted to meet, we could meet all day, baby.
Yeah,
cut the check.
Well, apparently his heart to hearts don't do a whole lot of good.
None. It's almost as if you called that one, Denny.
Yeah, exactly right. Like, who didn't see that coming?
Sometimes.
Who didn't see that
coming? Like, people saw that stupid quote without watching the video of him saying,
I think.
And they ran with that. And they're like, oh, my God, he's playing. Suiting up. They had a heart-to-heart.
Listen,
dude. I love the heart-to-heart. Phrase. We need to start incorporating that more on the Sports Den.
Having a heart to heart.
Yeah. Like everybody thinks that. Yeah. No. Everybody thinks that heart to heart means like you got something done. Just because it was heartfelt on one side doesn't mean the other side gave a crap.
It was a heart.
Yeah.
It was a heart.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had women have heart to hearts with me.
Women?
Yeah, back in my running the ripping days, it didn't do anything.
No,
there was a heart. They poured their emotions out, and I was just like, you know, I gotta do what I gotta do. Mm. Long time ago, man.
Crappy weekend from a football perspective for everybody except for JJ. Burt coming out gold and getting the big win, man.
Nothing better than a Friday win. And then your rivals lose on Saturday. It's just like, oh,
see, you're
such
a turd.
It was great. I mean, I don't get to celebrate too often. Let's be real. But the defense was spectacular.
I didn't really watch it. We were in here.
Cardinals were losing.
Yeah, exactly.
Which they are right now.
They are right now too.
It's 4-0.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Are we just not
hitting at all?
You know what? Bump y'all, man. I was in here doing the Friday Night Live show just watching the Cardinals just whiff and whiff and whiff. And I sit where James does on the Friday Night Show. Mm-hmm. And so the Miami game is behind me. And every time I turn around, I'm like, wow, they're still winning. I was just waiting for them
crazy.
To give it away.
It was crazy.
They were trying. Virginia just decided that they didn't want to win.
It looked like a good crowd, too.
Absolutely not, James. Virginia, every time they had the ball on the, I don't know, our side of the field, they were not going to score a touchdown. There was,
I mean, that's
they
what
were
I'm
not,
saying. Like, they just
if
decided,
we scored one, we were like, all right, we can win this. So the second we scored one touchdown, I was like, all
I mean,
right, this is in the bank.
Big gum, little teeth.
He's the man now.
Definitely made some extra videos this weekend.
He's put on some weight.
He runs now, too.
Yeah, what has happened?
I don't know.
Wait.
He has put on weight.
In his mouth?
No, did you not see him?
Like, dude, yes, I did. I was looking at his, like, I was sitting there analyzing JJ. I was like, is that his teeth or is that his mouthpiece? Because I'm not really sure. Does he have a pacifier mouthpiece or is it just his teeth just buck out like that a little bit?
That's so mean.
I'm asking a serious medical question.
That man can't help that.
Yes, he can. They give you dental.
They don't give you new teeth.
Oh, that's true. You just get one knocked out like Felicia's son.
I mean, it doesn't do you any good to get them cleaned if they're never mind.
He can go to Capasso.
Did Brad Kaya get his teeth knocked out?
Yeah, the same game that everybody picks on. No, it wasn't the playing with the leg game. It was obviously it was the last game you guys lost to us. But he got
it was against y'all. Okay.
He got dropped in like the mouthpiece. Because Frenchie got killed and everybody talks about that. And we're like, dude, your quarterback lost a front tooth.
A front tooth.
Yeah.
You never want to lose a front tooth.
Nah, you don't. Those aren't good.
Who was bragging about Frenchie getting killed? He got killed literally every game.
It was a Miami fan bragging, but we're like, we won. That's why I like rival fan bases sometimes over ours and being FSU. Is because FSU fans, oh, Mr. Sacred, I can't do. Like, you don't.
What was that?
Exactly. Every week I'm reading my timeline, and that's what it sounds like. Like, hey, we lost to the number two team.
It honestly sounded like a Willie Taggart press conference.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? We
have a plan.
It's like a cross between Willie and Ed Orgeron.
But what I'm saying is, like, when we beat Miami 7 times in a row. And you know what Miami fan came in on the 8th time?
Talking
we're back.
Hellas, man.
We're going to beat you guys. You guys suck. We lose once. You guys suck. We beat Florida 5 years in a row. A Florida fan. You know what Florida fan never did? Like, you came in here every day. Was like, hey, man, you know, y'all, we're going to beat you guys. I got faith.
I didn't have faith.
I mean, whatever.
I didn't have faith in either of the McElwain years.
Bottom line is people came in during those 5 times when it should have been 8 because Jimbo hooked up.
You don't
up
know
Champ.
Enough Florida fans, bro.
Jimbo hooked up Champ.
There's lots of crying in the Florida fan base from
yes,
folks very
but they,
close
but
to
when
me.
It came to – they cried – they didn't cry to us. They didn't cry to FSU fans.
We keep our crying
they keep their crying internal or yes. They go talk to other people.
I mean, we're not going to embarrass ourselves in front of other
in
fans.
In front of an FSU fan, nah, man, we're going to beat y'all. 44-14. Lost one of them. We got a losing streak.
I got to find Florida. The intervention guy crying.
It's one. We lost once, and now Florida's come back. They're going to win championships, and they're so far ahead of us. Like, dude, chill out. Relax. Yeah, we suck. But it's cool. Like, you don't have to cry. Florida fans lose to LSU. Yeah, well, yeah.
Good game.
Just got to wipe it off. Now we got to worry about winning all the other games.
Yeah.
And we can still be back in Atlanta. Like, it's just.
How else you going to look at it?
But what I'm saying is, like, I never thought we were winning a national championship or beating Clemson. I'm like, I want to win 8 games. Everything that I want is still on the table.
I mean, y'all, to be fair to y'all, y'all Super Bowl was like week 2. What was that, Louisiana Monroe?
Hey, man, listen, they're bad. That's a good team. You sound like the Florida State fans right now.
Dude, let me tell y'all something.
It's one of the greatest cries. The only cry that's better than this is DMX's cry.
Bro.
Like, yeah. With DMX, I don't know what happened.
What's the context of that?
Can we put that cry and Kawhi Leonard's laugh together?
Yeah,
DMX was, like, looking at something, and all of a sudden he just, like, it's just – that's what, like, Florida State fans, we lost to Clemson, and they're acting like we had a chance. There was never a chance. Dude. And I had to get on my old teammate Cromartie. He's like, dude, don't you ever compare us to Alabama. That's my point. If Alabama lost like that, what in the hell do you think is going to happen to us? If they had everything clicking, bro, we didn't stand a chance.
It's really up to Cromartie to turn this thing around. If he can just get his kids to commit to Florida State.
I mean, you know, he's got one that's actually pretty good that's coming up. He's a youngin'.
That's the one?
Basically running IMG, IMG in his own house.
No, he has way more than one.
He has 37.
He has, no, that's an exaggeration. He has like 14. He can run 7-on-7. He's got girls that are world-class gymnasts.
Mm-hmm.
He's got... I mean, he was giving me the rundown. And I was just—I ran out of time.
But like, it was just, hey, by the way, before it happens, I want to make people aware. You want to turn on the Monday night game because at some point tonight, Aaron Rodgers is going to lose his stuff. Just in the time that we've been on, he's had two dropped touchdown passes, and when I say dropped, I'm talking wide open, hit them both in the chest.
Nice. I hope all the
and we all know Aaron Rodgers isn't the most forgiving of fellers.
The man hates his mother.
Yes.
His mother's house was being, and everybody, all her neighbors' houses were being smoldered and turned into a fire. She lived in a cauldron. He didn't call her at all. He did a commercial for everybody else.
Oh, he raised money for everybody but her.
He's like, I'll tell you what, if one penny goes to anybody's last name Rogers with a D or with just a G, I'm not doing anything. I'm out. Terrible.
By the way, it's a sports den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. ABC got after me on Saturday night, fellas. I can't even. I was hurting yesterday at the Saints game, man.
Why? You were drunk? Hangover?
Yeah.
You were Leon?
Yeah. So, here, all right, let me tell y'all what
my
happened.
Favorite. Lemon pepper.
I'm snitching. I'm dry snitching. I seen Leon. I had a Leon moment this weekend. I saw him on Saturday. He was at the cigar lounge.
Snitching? That's just straight up.
That's not wet snitching. Takashi.
Jim Jones.
Trey
Wade. The retired rapper Jim Jones is a gang member.
All right. Let me tell you what happened to me.
Okay. What happened to you?
So Saturday, I train, and then I come back and watch the end of that Georgia game. And I hadn't eaten all day.
Glorious, wasn't it?
I don't really take delight in others' failures.
Really?
JJ. No, I really
That's
don't.
That's my whole thing. I could care less about Miami winning half the time.
But anyway, so I'm like, I'm going to give them free pub here. Free pub. They don't pay us. They don't advertise. But JJ, it may have been you. It's either you or maybe it's Hacker on a Friday night or somebody. But somebody mentioned to me that Tony D's pizza.
The grandma slice?
Yes. Had this So
it's like 20 bucks.
Listen, I call them. And this right by my house, and I'm like, I don't know what it's called, but somebody described this pizza. So I'm telling him, he's like, oh, yeah, that's a grandma slice. I'm like, I want that. He goes, well, you know, you have to order
one size,
the whole size. And I said, how much is it? He said, $27. It's like, okay, all right, let's do that. So this pizza is like the size of this table.
It'll feed
James.
You for a week, bro.
Oh, it's crazy. The best pizza I've ever had in my life. And the next thing I know, the Florida game hadn't even kicked off yet, and I'm 3/4 through a bottle of whiskey.
Dang.
Yeah. That's why y'all didn't get any text from me until I come over.
Well, is it because you were, like, nervous?
No. No.
You were just alone.
My wife and boys were out of town. I'm sitting there in pitch black dark with the doors open, like, with the screen door open, just chilling. Have the TV up as loud as I want to have it up. Yeah, so
like
then
my life every day.
I woke up Sunday morning, like, oh, yeah, I haven't done that in a long time. Probably won't do that again in a while.
But you did make it through the whole game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I remember all of it. But thank you, ABC, for the great whiskey. And Tony D. Yes. Dr. Swanson, here to talk some injuries. That's coming up next.
Southeast Orthopedic Specialist presents Dr. Chris Swanson on the Sports Den. A board-certified orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports medicine, Dr. Swanson has been assistant team physician for the Cincinnati Bengals and Drexel University men's basketball and is the current team physician for several area high schools. Visit se-ortho.com.
Can you help my man out? There you go. Oh, dear. This is good radio. Keep it going. There you go. There. Just now, point it up. There you go. All got right. It now?
There we go.
They didn't teach that at medical school, did they?
Tricky. I'm
glad he's a better surgeon. Don't let that fool you guys.
No one could see that.
No. Well, yeah, they could. But that's all right. Dr. Swanson in with us on every Monday night to discuss the injuries of the previous week. What's going on, man?
Not much. How you guys doing?
I'm great. A week from today, we're playing golf, right?
Yeah.
All right, good.
UNF Athletic.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
The tournament.
Is this the one when I got cussed out by Dan Marino?
I don't know.
A few years ago?
You got cussed out by Dan Marino?
How have I never heard this story?
He takes his golf very seriously. Just put it like that.
Oh, you did tell me that.
It was raining, and I don't take golf seriously at all. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, I'm not a celebrity.
Would you throw his clubs in the water or something?
Have you seen Happy Gilmore?
Yes.
That'd be awesome. That would be the best story ever if he'd have gotten a fight with Dan Marino.
And Dan Marino whooped his ass.
With Bob Barker on him.
I mean, Dan looked like he got a little...
He's a
big
dude. He's a big guy.
Oh, man. Yeah. Anyway, how's life at Southeast, man? Everything good?
Yeah, good. Staying busy. Fall.
What does that mean?
Football. Fall sports.
What other fall sports are there? There's volleyball, right?
Volleyball.
Cross country.
So it's baseball.
There's year-round baseball. There's year-round.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that. I had a kid come in today I need to talk to you about. So don't let me forget.
You already heard him?
No, he was hurt coming in.
Oh.
Yeah, he was hurt coming in. So did you watch the Gator game?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good game.
Good game. Exciting game.
We should have gone.
Yeah, I texted you during it.
You did?
Yeah, you don't remember?
No. No. Did you? Oh, no, I texted you about the injury. That's right. Okay. Yeah. So
I said that Florida quarterback was slinging it, and then right after that, everything went.
Yeah, south.
South.
Yeah. So Zuniga comes back from an ankle, and he's playing in this game. Like, how do you know, especially on a lineman, either side, how do you know, like, when it's okay to come back from an ankle sprain? Like, that seems tricky to me. It's not like a broken bone, right, where it's healed. Like, I guess there's a series of tests, right, but you really can't simulate game conditions.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're trying to do pregame is figure out, can you, with the ankle taped, with an ankle brace on, can you go through the movements that you need to do for your position? So for a lineman, you got a lot better chance of being able to.
Well, he's a D lineman, though.
Yeah, for either line, you still have a better chance of being able to play with a more severely sprained ankle than you do at a skill position where you're doing more straight line running and explosive cutting.
Yeah, I don't – see, I feel like if I've got one of my best players and he's got an ankle issue or even a soft tissue issue, and he tells me he's okay, then at that point I look at him and go, I'll tell you what, we're going to wait another week, Austin. Like, because I don't want to risk what possibly happened there. Now you re-injure it, and it's already weak.
Right.
Right, and now you're out another 3, 4, 5 weeks, and I don't know what the deal with Zuniga is, but I don't. I've just seen that too many times. It's almost like you want that extra week.
Yeah, the risk with an ankle sprain is that you re-injure it. If it doesn't get completely better and you don't get your strength back, then it just becomes easier to roll it again. And then if you don't, it becomes easier to roll it again. Every time you do it, those ligaments just get a little bit more stretched. And unless you give them a chance to heal and then get your strength and proprioception back, you're at a risk of just getting in that cycle where you're doing it every time your foot's not planted right.
Well, there wasn't a lot of injuries in the LSU-Florida game because there wasn't a lot of tackles.
A lot of people just
pulled
a flag.
Let's just score.
Looked like the Big 12.
We'll get into that game in just a little bit, but let's talk about the injury yesterday of the Jags game, the Jeff Swaim injury that Gardner set him up for. Knocked out, foot goes one way, leg goes the other, ends up, I guess, just being a concussion. I say just because it looked like it could have been a whole bunch of stuff. A lot of stuff. We talked about this on Friday night with Friday Night Lights is – I learned something new that if you're knocked out, you have a concussion.
Yes.
I didn't realize that. I didn't realize it was automatic that one means the other. Were you aware of that, James?
No.
I wasn't either. Because it was like, okay, I thought you could be knocked out but not have a concussion, but no.
So if you're knocked out, you have a severe concussion.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, I thought all concussions were like so we're going back to we're grading concussions again?
I mean, they're all bad.
So I thought it was like, he said severe.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but you know, it used to be mild. There was a concussion.
Mild, hot.
And it was mild.
Fire.
And there was concussion. And there was spicy
sitting
concussion.
Taco Bell.
And then there was like severe. So what is this like severe concussion means like we gotta keep you up? Like don't close your eyes, don't fall asleep.
Stay away from the lights.
That Mason Rudolph
Wow. Oh, yeah. Back to back weeks we saw somebody die before they hit the ground.
That Mason Rudolph one.
It's awesome. Love that.
Awesome.
I mean, it didn't happen to me.
What's awesome about that?
I mean, one, it didn't happen to me, so that doesn't matter. Two, I mean, I like those kind of hits. It's not the defender's fault they were helpless. Bro. Should always keep your head on the swivel.
I can't. Head on a swivel? He's getting brought down.
I mean, I don't know.
You're a terrible human being.
I've seen worse.
Jeez.
The Swain one, I think that guy should get a medal, the defender. Because he went against every natural instinct.
He let up.
Like, everything tells you to run full speed, like, through this person. Like, kill him. But then he saw, like, oh, my God, this is going to be bad. This is – let me let off
the
throttle.
He knew the guy had kids.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, he's got a family. Yeah. Because
I told y'all, the most unbelievable thing about that whole thing is my man hit him, and he was praying for him before he hit the ground.
Because he knew.
Like, he was on a knee praying for him. Like, he hit him so hard that his first instinct was, let me take my helmet off and take a knee.
Yeah. He did the whole thing, the ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Well, here's the thing. Is I'm wondering, because Dr. Murphy was saying this the other day. He was talking about that Pittsburgh incident and how poorly it was handled.
Oh, they didn't have a functioning golf cart.
Yeah.
The guy had to, like, walk off, like, stumble off with people holding him up. Like,
that's unreal.
At a professional level, it's unbelievable.
Is that what it was? They didn't have a golf cart that worked? Is that what they said?
They didn't. The golf
like one broke down or something.
The fact that they have one golf cart in the stadium is kind of unbelievable.
Yeah,
they wouldn't have a golf cart.
Player will get hurt. That's it.
What does Mason Rudolph weigh? How many grown people would it take to?
But you're supposed
carry
to stabilize him.
Him. Okay, but yeah. How many people would it take to carry him on one of those board things?
I don't know.
But wouldn't that be the opposite of stabilizing him?
It just was a bad look to have him walking off with the face mask off, and
they have bazillions of dollars. Like, get another card out.
But the face mask off thing, they over-dramatize that. That's literally a pin. Like, it's not like they have to screw it like they did back in the old days. It's like a little pressure pin that they just push in the Facebook.
But aesthetically, it's terrible.
It looks terrible.
Yes.
Right.
It looks awful. But my question is,
like, we can't even take the helmet off this guy, you know?
So in the doctor world, do y'all come in on a Monday and talk about these injuries and how they were handled? Do y'all grade other doctors? Is there doctor gossip?
Yeah, but behind closed doors.
y'all don't have film like, look at you. No wonder you're an athletic trainer.
I can't believe they're paying him that much.
You couldn't have made it through all the years of residency that I did. Like, you grabbed his wrist? There's nothing wrong with his wrist. The man's almost dead. Why don't you stabilize his head?
Can you
it is great to not be on TV and then criticize the guys that are on TV.
Can you imagine their criticism of Jalen's doctors?
He's got a chiropractor.
About that. Did you hear a rumor that the Jags actually sent him there?
Man, I don't believe anything I hear from either side anymore.
Fair enough. But Jalen actually went on a podcast and said they sent me to a so-called
You believe backspin. Anything Jalen says at this point?
I don't believe anything any of them because they keep leaking bad information that doesn't help either side.
Jalen goes on this podcast every week and spills the beans and
exactly.
Like,
it's great.
It's
great for them. They're getting all kinds. I hope Jalen's getting a check. Well, I guess Jalen doesn't care. He's getting the check anyway.
I would assume he's got some sort of sponsorship deal with that.
But like, what does he get from it?
I don't know.
I have completely flipped on Jalen.
I just
100%.
I just
so you're all in.
No,
I know.
I am. I mean, at the end of the day, I hope. Well, we'll save this for another segment. We didn't bring Dr. Swanson in to talk about Jalen's.
Well, it's back.
Yeah. Yes. How bad? Can he get like a handicap parking permit at this point? He's been out so long. Like, I'm concerned about Jalen's future at this point.
Like we get him some, have the Jags doctors fill out some short-term disability or something?
Yeah, that's what he needs.
That'd be good.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. How many games did he play in? Three? Yes, three. Because he made the trade demand after the Houston game, right? And then he played the Tennessee game on Thursday night.
Tennessee was the last one.
And how many games do you have to play in to get vested?
Four?
I think it's three.
Okay.
Oh, so yeah, can he redshirt this year?
So he can't redshirt. You don't really have to play in any. You just have to be on an active roster.
But you said last you said last week that the back is the easiest injury to fake.
Yeah. Because the back is such a subjective thing.
I'm faking a groin and then telling you not to touch it because it hurts.
Are you? And what is that going to keep you out of meetings?
Exactly. I probably should use that today.
You'll have a lot of meetings in the doctor world?
Yeah. Finally, tonight I didn't have a meeting. Got to go home.
And then had to come up here.
What about Garner's groin?
Something wrong with his groin?
Yeah, you didn't see that? Now I'm hearing people say that affected his play on Sunday because he was put on the injury report last week.
That and our poor line play. And wide receivers couldn't get open.
That's got to be, though, seriously, though. I mean, groin has got to be one of the harder
to what?
Injuries to play through.
Oh, yeah.
Because at any minute.
Sounds like when I tweaked mine, and I don't know if this is the correct medical jargon, Doc, so help me with that. It felt like somebody was taking an ice pick and hitting me in my gonads.
I think that's exactly how they describe it.
Is that scientific?
I don't know if that's scientific.
Is that the way it was in the book?
That's definitely in some books.
What, did you talk about that in your meetings?
But, it didn't feel good. It's kind of like my buddy, rest in peace, Ryan Keith, when he was saying they were doing the ice bucket challenge. It's like, that's not what it feels like. It does not feel like somebody's dumping a bunch of ice on you when you have Lou Gehrig's.
Yeah, ALS.
But that groin, though, it's definitely not something I would wish on somebody.
No. No, that would affect literally everything.
Breathing.
Ribs.
The ribs hurts.
Yeah,
man, too.
Ribs are bad.
What's your most painful injury you've ever had?
Good question.
Anybody can weigh in.
Oh, I thought that was for Doc.
Well, it was, yeah, but man. Since he's
ribs are
going
pretty
through
bad.
The.
Yeah, I think mine's probably that's what made me think of mine's probably ribs.
Have you ever had?
No. I take that back. Mine's when I punched the refrigerator.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know if
I've broken every single finger on my right hand except for my thumb.
Hand was the most painful?
No.
No, he's talking to me. Yeah, because of my
and
bone.
I was gonna
my
say,
bone was sticking out.
I actually, like.
Of the skin?
Yes.
Ooh.
What do you call that? A stress fracture?
Open fracture.
Yes. I punched.
Open.
Yes, I punched a refrigerator. Kenmore makes a hell of a refrigerator.
Why?
Refrigerators are
not going to get into that.
Refrigerators are undefeated.
Dude, he was mad because he didn't have the sandwich
that.
In there.
He was mad.
The sandwich you wanted wasn't in there. It happens like that.
I'm so hungry.
So when I broke my hand, I just realized how much I hit my right hand. Same thing with my shoulder. I didn't realize how much I hit these areas. But once I was getting to some extracurriculars, and my rib, I guess I don't know what happened.
Right in the middle of it?
But. No, it was afterwards.
Okay.
It was afterwards. It was just, I was like.
He yawned.
Yeah, I think I stretched. I don't know what happened, but I didn't warm up properly.
How long were you out?
I mean, it was a solid couple of weeks where
damn.
I was breathing. Dude, breathing deep hurt. Like, I was just. I was real shallow breathing.
I bet she thought you were it was something bad. Else.
She's telling that story
man.
Like to.
Yeah. It was when I realized,
she's like, don't date a football player. Let me tell you
this
something.
Wait a minute. First and foremost.
Was later in life.
This didn't happen when I was in my prime.
Yeah.
This was
recently.
Later in life, around the holidays, and I don't know what happened, but I pulled my. So just in case there's a. What do you have people who come in? I don't know. It was just
that's
around that time. Do y'all have people who come into Southeast who are. People who have probably got with Dr. Capasso and got reinvigorated.
Oh, jeez.
But then they overdid it.
Like embarrassing injuries.
Like they pull a groin. They, do something with their rib cartilage or whatever. Does any of that stuff happen? Or you just get people who are weekend warriors?
Yeah, those are like real life sports injuries, right?
Yes. It is a game. It is a sporting event.
In the real world.
What's wrong with you, Danny?
I would have to make up how I hurt myself. If I was just like...
It was a good run that we had with Southeast Horse.
It ended October 14th, 2018.
There's not another doctor on radio that's having to be subjected to the questions that Dr. Swanson is subjected to every single week in here. I hear the drill. I hear the questions. They throw softballs. What is he in? Fridays?
Wednesdays, I think. I don't know.
They throw softballs to Murphy. My man's asking you.
I'm asking what the people who listen to our show want to know.
Like with the
ain't nobody thinking about blue chews and stuff like that at that time of morning. Like they're trying to get to work, function, and do all these other things. Right now, there's a guy listening to Sports Den with his old lady trying to get in the mood who can't.
And you just
function.
Told him about pulling a rib.
He can't function. So what we're trying to do is talk with Doc to make sure if he does hurt himself.
Come on in.
Exactly.
So one of the best ones I ever heard in the office was a guy fell out of a bunk bed at a college, dislocated his shoulder during some extracurriculars.
In a bunk bed?
He's on the top bunk?
How that old was this man?
That is like
37.
He wasn't a college age student. I'm
that
assuming.
Is
College age.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
Okay, that's embarrassing for him.
Trey's got a bump band now, and I'm trying to. I try to get up in there, and I'm like, this is.
He
terrifying.
Deserves that though.
Yeah.
Top bunk.
I mean, in the dorm, you got to do what you got to do. I guess I've never lived in one, but if they just give you a bunk bed, what are you supposed to do?
Fair. Because like some of them have.
Yeah.
Like Smith Hall and
Tallahassee.
One side has a lower. The other side has an upper, and you got your desk, and you got your drawers and stuff.
Don't you got to, like, put a necktie on the door or something like that? It all just seems, like, really difficult.
That's nice. Like, my was a terrible. No wonder I didn't have roommates. Like
no, that. Living with a random person in college seems, whoa.
We got.
Glad I didn't have to do all that.
What the hell are we doing?
We're talking about people falling off of bunk beds, having.
Dislocating their shoulders.
Yeah, dislocating their shoulders.
Okay, what was the most.
An activity.
Painful injury you ever had, Doc?
My shoulders.
Doc's like, well, I fell off a bunk bed.
What you don't know is that it was done.
I have had two shoulder surgeries, but that is not why.
Was it golf related?
The shoulder surgeries were the most painful, but they weren't really injuries.
Well, they're bad?
Accumulated wear and tear.
You know, yes, I you heard me tell my story about how much I ate Saturday. So last night after the game, because then I ate like crap yesterday at the game because they actually had good food.
Yeah.
In the press box.
Press box.
I mean, fried rices and chicken. You ate the chicken or the beef and broccoli?
The chicken. Anyway, I got home and I felt bad. So I'm like, I'm going to go for a run.
8 miles or
something. It felt great outside. So instead of 5, I went 8 miles.
What?
So this morning before I even got out of bed, both my knees were killing me. Now, they're fine now. Is that something I should be concerned about, or am I okay still?
No, 8 was probably pushing a little bit if you've been doing 5-3 extra miles.
So that's normal?
Yeah.
It does not anything to do with my knee issues.
No,
that's normal.
Especially if it feels okay today, you probably just overdid it a little bit.
Good. That's what happens, man.
You had too much pizza Saturday.
So too much whiskey.
I can't even remember the last time I drove somewhere 8 miles, bro.
But it was great. I could have gone more. I really could have.
When's your race?
I'm not doing it.
You're just what?
You're just running a run.
You're just running?
Listen,
we were supposed to. You know how dangerous that is in the city? Have you not listened to the Mad Dads commercials? They can't heal you if you get shot. That's another doctor. Wait a minute, can y'all? Can we just go in the Southeast if you get a gunshot wound?
Sure.
Okay, well, there it is.
Well, I don't like the way he said that.
I mean, he's like, we'll figure it out.
Sure, we'll be in the morning.
We know how to use stitches.
And you might want to go somewhere else first.
He's like, if you get shot in the knee or the shoulder.
Like,
yeah, I got you.
I got you.
And you're not bleeding too badly.
Oh.
That's right, there is that.
No, but we're going to do the Thanksgiving Day half marathon. But.
Wait a minute. Marathon is.
So that's 13 miles?
13.1. I don't feel like I can do 13.
So would you eat Thanksgiving first, or is this in the
morning?
No,
it's in the morning.
That would be amazing.
And then you could eat all you want.
You ate Thanksgiving first and then did 13.1 miles?
Imagine the cleanup crew.
They should have different stations. And when you get to it, like they have the beer and stuff at the Gay River Run and the donuts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They should have like dressing. Then they
should
have
turkey legs. Like,
turkey legs, collard greens.
Mac and cheese.
Beer.
Denny, come do the 5K at the beach with us.
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
We're doing a 5K next Saturday. But, I mean, you think I could do 13 if I knew it 8 now? That's what?
How many miles is a 5K?
3.1.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, perfect.
Would that be unwise of me with my conditions with my knees to try to go from where I am now to 13.1 by Thanksgiving?
That's probably a lot in a month.
Right? So it's wise of me to push it off, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I got a doctor's note, James.
Can't you just, like, walk some of it?
Why would I do that?
I mean, why would you do any of it?
Fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. I felt like we talked about nothing this segment.
We talked about a lot. We know that you should not do a physical activity in a bunk bed because the risk of dropping down and injuring yourself is very high.
Well, he's lucky it's just shoulder.
Jalen, and he's not concussed, especially a severe concussion.
He'd have gotten knocked out.
Because severe concussions are bad.
Yeah, Jaylen, we learned the stages of bad concussions are back.
Yeah, spicy, mm-hmm. medium.
Right. Mild.
And mild.
Yeah. Lemon pepper.
Lemon pepper wet. Lemon pepper concussions.
You don't want to get
you
lemon,
don't want
pepper,
lemon
concussions.
Pepper concussions. The flakes. That's when you see the little flakes in your eye.
Coach, what is this?
I was listening to Sports
Billy,
Coach.
Get out there.
Dr. Swanson said I have a lemon pepper concussion.
And
what about Jalen? What
ankle, ankles are better when you're big. Like sprained ankles mm-hmm. work better when you're big. When you're skinny, a sprained ankle is detrimental.
Right.
And
you could die.
That was a great summary.
I feel like we're leaving something out.
What's his name got
Mason Rudolph. They, Pittsburgh does not have a working.
Oh, on Mondays, like how teams break down film together.
Yes.
Doctors break down the athletic trainer's performance.
Right.
They're during the game. They grade them.
Grade them.
Oh, I have a question for you. Have you talked to your friend Kyle?
I have not.
Mm. Oh, since Georgia?
Ironically, I haven't heard from him.
Well, interesting.
That could be good or bad.
He was keeping it quiet around the office today.
Was he in today?
Yeah, I heard him complaining to Taylor about a certain team taking some bushes or hedges from a certain
oh,
stadium.
For crying nice. Out loud.
They clipped a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah,
they
did.
They trimmed a bush.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
He wasn't liking that.
Come on, Kyle.
It happens, man. You don't like them trimming your bush?
Then beat them.
Then beat them.
Wow. Doc, you got anything else?
I think we really covered most of the main sports medicine topics from the weekend.
So if you have a shoulder or a knee issue specifically, ask for Dr. Swanson when you call Southeast Orthopedic Specialist at 904-634-0640. But they don't just do knees and shoulders. They do basically everything unless you get a gunshot wound and you're bleeding. And then go to the emergency room. Don't go there. But if you fall off a bunk bed and sprain your ankle or hurt your shoulder, Southeast Orthopedic with their 6 locations and I don't know how many doctors y'all got. A lot.
A lot.
And there are a lot of doctors can get you taken care of right away. That Southeast Orthopedic Specialist. Appreciate it, Doc.
All right, thanks, guys.
So next Monday after our golf, you're back in here.
Yeah, we'll rehash the how you hit them.
Hopefully neither one of us get injured. We'll come right back. We'll talk a little bit of Jags, a little bit of Gators on the other side.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
It is a Sports Den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits and thehumidor.com. Coming to you from the ThinMD Med Spa studios, get to thinmdmedspa.com. You'll be jumping off bunk beds in no time.
Yes.
No time at all. You need to lose a little bit of weight. They got you covered at ThinMD. Maybe you got some unwanted back hair you need to have, like laser hair removal. They got you covered there. Maybe just not performing properly. Don't live life that way. Get in to see Dr. Capasso. Let him help you out there. Maybe you're just low in testosterone. You feel like crap. That's an easy fix. Bottom line, go to ThinMD Med Spa. Make sure you tell them that the Sports Den sent you when you go in. Everybody's losing their mind about Gardner Minshew. Like, people understand that rookies are allowed to have a bad game? Like, it's almost like the dude is a victim of his own success here.
Mm-hmm.
He had all these good games stacked up, won rookie of the week four times in what, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, and he has one game. Everybody's like, oh, I don't know about this Gardner Minshew guy now. It's like, really? You guy can't have one bad day?
None. None at all.
And everybody says, oh, well, he's all real defense. What's he going to? He just threw for 374 against the number one ranked pass defense in the league the week before. Do you have any concerns about Gardner right now?
He can't. He has happy feet in the pocket.
That was weird yesterday.
He fumbles a lot.
Did he fumble yesterday?
Yes.
He has small hands.
He didn't fumble yesterday.
Yeah, they got it, but he fumbled.
I mean, his hands.
Oh, they don't have it down in the stats.
Because they probably recovered it.
Maybe there was a penalty on that play. Yeah, if they recovered it, maybe it's not on.
No, because the way they've got this, they've got fumbles and then fumble recovered, like loss, fumble, loss.
It might have been a penalty.
Imagine that.
Dude. Real quick, just an aside. I don't know if you saw the 4 p.m. Jets-Cowboys game.
I did not.
Okay, well, on the last drive of the game, Cowboys are going down to tie it. I'm not exaggerating. I counted it. 8 consecutive plays, there was a penalty flag. And Jim Nantz finally was like, dude, this is ridiculous. Yeah. Like, this needs to – the NFL, it's crazy.
Well, that's like yesterday in the press box. We talked about this before they even came out with the ruling. It's so stupid for anybody to challenge a pass interference. They're not overturning it.
It's a wasted timeout.
Completely, especially in a close game. And I keep hearing people say, well, you know, he had to. They couldn't get the offense moving. The very next play, they carved out 12 yards for first down. And then going for it on fourth down with 9 minutes left, man, Marone, it was not one of his banner days yesterday. It wasn't just Gardner. We talked about this on the Mr. Chubby's Instant Reaction Show. It is – Jacksonville is a very frustrating team to watch. And y'all tell me if it's like this in every city. Does every city have this issue where 1 week the defense plays and then it's tag, you're it, and the offense plays? Or is that mostly Jacksonville?
Most of this is Jacksonville.
It is very,
very
frustrating.
We're Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Yeah.
So let's go back to Minshew real fast. If, and I already know your answer, I guess, but let's say Nick Foles is healthy to start next week. Where you at?
I am with Gardner.
Okay, that's what I thought you'd say.
Yeah.
I don't like the pediatrician. I don't know him.
You just don't like him.
I don't know him. I know Gardner. I know what he is in my mind. I know what he is in my mind. He might be he's a guy I want to have a beer with.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody from the text line just called Nicosi Perry Reggie from the Nutty Professor.
He does look like him.
I got to Google that.
Oh, I'm sorry. So are we
with messed up teeth?
Yes, it is.
Are we unanimous?
Reggie Warrington.
Are we unanimous on keeping Gardner in?
Yes.
No.
You want Nick?
What?
I don't want him, but I mean, I would give him one more week, Gardner, and if it continues, because I don't think last week he played good either.
Against the Panthers?
Yeah. He threw for a good amount of yards, I guess, but he had 3 turnovers. I'm just saying, before Nick Foles got hurt, he threw a beautiful touchdown pass. I don't know. I just would probably go with Gardner for another week or two, but if things continue to look like this, you got to bring in the guy that you paid all that money for.
Now, to JJ's defense and JJ's point here, we have made a big deal out of Gardner Minshew where let's take 4 of his 5 starts, and let's just close your eyes with me for a second and imagine that this was Blake Bortles, and what would the reaction be? 213 yards in a loss, 204 yards in a win, 213 yards in a win, 163 yards in a loss. Passing. I mean, it's not like he's throwing for 350 a game. I mean, I do think that Gardner does benefit a little bit out of the novelty that is Gardner Minshew.
Without a doubt.
But at the same time, man, I am...
He's putting them in a position to win.
Yes. And the bigger thing for me is, JJ, it feels like on every drive, even yesterday, I felt like, okay, they could get hot and go down there and score, where I haven't felt that here in
On Sunday, I didn't feel like that. I felt like that for the last few weeks or whatever. Like, oh, I feel way better about Garner going down there and getting a touchdown than I ever did Blake. But this week, I definitely didn't think that. I thought he was going to throw a pick six or whatever. I thought they had no chance to win this game after about the first quarter, second quarter. I was like, the secondary is eating these guys up.
I thought this game looked exactly like the Houston game.
If it wasn't for Teddy Bridgewater being completely terrible, the Saints would have blown them out, dude. Speaking of, he was missing throws all over the place.
What's wrong with his legs?
Yeah, he doesn't
sure
run
he's been
anymore.
Cleared?
Because he ran like a guy with one leg.
Yeah,
like he didn't want it, or like he wasn't sure. Like he was like,
he just goes down. Like nobody touches him.
But did y'all
going
know
down
that,
for a sack?
Did y'all know that before yesterday he was completing like 75% of his passes?
No.
Yeah.
From what I saw yesterday, I'm shocked by that, dude. He was missing some wide-open dudes, particularly that should have been a touchdown to Thomas on the goal line. Mm-hmm. Just flung it way over his head as hard as he could. I'm like, that's a touch pass, bro. Relax.
I mean, he's playing pretty well considering he has no functionality.
He's won every game.
Left leg.
They're undefeated since he's been in there.
Yeah.
Went to Seattle and won. Yeah. Not because of him, but.
Well, they're undefeated. The game he came in against the Rams, he was terrible.
He was terrible in the Seattle game. Like, he's been not great in most of these games. Their defense is a beast, though.
But, like, yesterday, Fournette, what did we say? Had 26 touches for, like, 114, 117, something like that combined?
Yeah, come on.
That's not bad.
He's catching a lot of balls.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. We got to have somebody besides DJ Chark. Somebody's got to step up. It's going to have to happen.
Ain't nobody got no chin.
We need week one Chris Connolly back.
They get hit a little bit, and they get knocked out. Oh, man, shake it off. We need real people out here with the mustache. Nah, that's tough.
Like, guys willing to get decapitated and come back in.
I still feel bad for Swain.
Yeah, I was going to say, James is talking a big game. I heard him in the press box when that game hit.
I was like, we would have fought. Like, dead serious. Dead serious. Garner, if I was a Jag, when I see you on the streets on site, when I wake up.
Paid on site.
Like,
dude, since that first week, Chris Connolly has had 4 receptions, then okay. 2,
yeah.
Then 1,
all right.
Then 0? 1, and then okay. 0.
Mm. He's regressing.
Mm-hmm.
Is his legs work?
In the last 4 games, he has 73 yards receiving. Yeah. That's not good. That's not good. Let me go to DD. DD.
He was actually respectable yesterday, if I remember correctly.
You are wrong.
Okay.
8 targets, 3 catches.
Oh, okay. That's probably like 3 more catches than anybody else had.
Yeah. He's gone 5-1-5-5-7-3.
Maybe I was thinking of last week.
Highest output was 82 yards.
And our boy Mr. Glass makes an appearance once again.
Who?
Yeah.
I mean, it was, I like how you said it.
Who's he
our boy
about?
Mr. Glass makes an appearance once again.
The albino tiger.
Oh, yeah.
And did you notice that? Listen.
Oh,
that was wrong.
Yes.
That was so
we should tell the listeners.
Wrong that they played Eye of the Tiger when he went down. Like they could have. They hadn't played that all year. Hadn't played it all year.
The albino tiger.
And now they're playing that. That's so.
It's not
it's
wrong.
Very inside.
It's
very
not wrong because the board guy's been waiting to play that for him to do something good, but he hasn't done anything good.
Like, this is my only shot.
He's got 2 receptions for 10 yards for the year.
That's good. It's called getting your monies, bro.
Yeah, they gave him an extension.
He's getting 4.5 mil per catch right now.
Not quite.
Huh?
On IR, don't they give you – you don't get
he's
the
not
full
on
check.
IR, bro.
They didn't put him on IR yet?
I mean, no, but played, I think that's coming.
He's played 5 games. He's going to get the full check.
What? Dope.
That's what I good said yesterday him. When he got hurt. Good I'm like, him. He just said, I've had enough of this.
Good for him. He's like, I don't like Coughlin either. I'm going to get hurt.
I like sitting at the house and getting paid better.
Speaking of not playing Jaguars, Telvin made an appearance on Twitter yesterday. I don't know if you saw him. I saw that you haven't.
He was living his best life.
I saw his Instagram from Lil Duval.
He was hanging out with me.
No, this was different. Somebody was saying that, hey, you know, all this, I feel bad for Cam Newton and because he gets all this hate and da-da-da-da, and now all these people love Kyle Allen. Yeah, they love winning. But, yeah, there's other NFL players that have had to sit out this year for mental health reasons, like at Telvin Smith. And Telvin Smith responded and said, this is not true. So he's saying that he's not sitting out for mental health reasons.
But let me ask you this, though, because this is what – I retweeted it. But this is what confuses me about one Telvin.
All of it confuses me.
Telvin – I can add Telvin right now on a football play. Telvin won't like it or retweet it. And I've got, like, right now, about 2,500. Please follow at BigGameJames_36.
Yeah, we're trying to get him back. Yes.
The other one, which had 10,000, he wouldn't respond to that either. This person has, like, 40 followers.
Yeah, this was
How, out of all the things that, like, got your attention, this is what got you? This is how I know you're dealing with CTE.
Because he's going through his mentions.
Like you're going, you're literally Googling yourself trying to figure out who's talking about you, man.
At the risk of sounding stupid here, I'm going to ask a question. What percentage of people that have mental health issues admit that they have mental health issues?
It's like alcoholic and a drunk.
Right.
One admits.
Right. Yeah, I don't, I mean, this whole thing, thank God for Gardner Minshew this year.
Imagine the dumpster fire.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. It's right here. Let me see. It's like one of those names that don't make sense. I guess it's like a husband-wife team, Michael Renee Godfrey, but it's a woman's picture, and she's a I'm a sports psychologist, following 22 people, a whopping 4 followers.
And Telvin, she got Telvin's attention.
She got Telvin's attention. And that tweet has 4 likes.
Before he
10 comments. And then the apology one has 8 likes. No retweets.
Oh, so she had to apologize to Telvin.
Bro. This person.
For speaking for him.
He is insane. This person has a sum total of 13 tweets. It might be Telvin.
That's
this might
I was
be
saying.
Telvin. It's got to be Telvin, dog. This makes no sense.
Ooh, I like that conspiracy, bro.
I mean, come on, Denny. Like, you got to think about it, bro.
And look when his last tweet before that was. It was like 6 months ago. Right?
I mean, I just find it funny. I mean,
it's funny.
I mean, gosh, if it wasn't for Gardner, just imagine the coverage that Jacksonville would be getting this year. It's wow. Wow. And then what did Miles Jack like today on Twitter? Something about
Jack. I haven't heard about
this. You remember the video.
If Jalen doesn't get traded.
Yeah, there's a video of a high school kid who intercepts a ball and then runs the wrong way.
Oh, I like that.
And somebody tweeted out, this is Jalen if he plays again before he gets traded. And Miles Jack likes it.
Did he?
Yes.
Like, I mean, Miles, he just thought it was
you
funny.
Are getting paid, dude. Just sit over there and play.
Sit like, over there and not candles. Tackle people.
Yes, make your candles. Make the wrong run fits. Like, you got yours, bro. Jeez. That's the real question. Would he be liking this stuff if he wouldn't have already got his money? No.
He'd be like Yannick, sitting on the sideline all quiet.
No.
Yannick made a couple plays yesterday. Josh Allen made a couple plays yesterday. How about Taven? Taven making some plays.
Yeah.
And you still don't win. Taven makes plays and you still don't win.
You can't waste performances like that.
No.
Taven out here mad. I'm out here making plays and this is what y'all... And this is what y'all going to do?
You know
how hard this was?
You know even the locker room like that, too. The one time he's finally contributed.
Everybody's sad, crying, pissed that we lost. Taven's like, yeah, I made some plays.
I got mine.
Where y'all at? I'm carrying this damn thing.
goes back home. Man, I'm so sick and tired of these bums.
That would be amazing.
I want to go back to Wyoming where I'm appreciated. I'm out here grinding.
If he goes on Taylor Lewan's podcast, yeah. He's like, dude, I need to be on a winner, like, bro.
What's up, teammate? I just want to win, bro.
I'm tired of carrying these cats on my shoulders.
Shout out to Roof Chris.
Show me hella love.
Hooking a brother up.
I want to do an experiment now since Jalen sat out for a few weeks. I want him to go back to that exact same Ruth's Chris with that exact same serving staff and see if there's still hella love shown.
Right. I'm with you.
I don't think there would be.
No.
Which one?
I don't think so either.
Downtown Ruth's Chris, you're going to get shown hella love.
I don't know anymore, man.
Pinevedra Roof Chris?
I think a lot of the tables have turned, bro.
Pinevedra Roof Chris? Sir, leave.
Nah, bro.
Tell Taven to come.
Yeah. We gave Taven your tables. Taven and Paul Posluszny have your table. That dude walked out there yesterday and looked like he could still play, though.
You said who?
Posluszny.
Yeah.
By the way,
I appreciate the professionalism of a one Freddie T.
Right.
But I'm a little disappointed.
No. He said his piece.
Nah, man, he could have been like, nah, but son, you go. You go.
For those who don't know, they counted down the top 25.
Right, nah, you
so he was number two and Baselli was number one.
You go out there. I come after you. Like, Freddie T. T.
You see he and Baselli pushing each other out there?
Freddie T. Nah, that's all good. I'm glad those guys had a good time.
There's a lot of them there.
Yeah.
A lot of them look like they can still play. Donovan Darius, gee, Christmas.
Donovan wears a jersey or he wore a suit?
He wore a shirt that – he didn't wear a shirt like he wore at the playoff game. Was it a playoff game that he went unbuttoned like halfway down?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, look.
He literally had the two buttons. Like, he's just covering his belly button.
Donovan, I ain't hating on you, Double D, because if I was built like you,
I'd do it too.
I'd be walking out there with no shirt. None.
He barely had a shirt. Did you see him at Guns N' Roses?
I saw him, but I don't remember.
Yeah, he was looking svelte then, too.
Yeah, good for him. That's our Jaguar breakdown. I mean, they got to win. That's bottom line. You want to do 8 o'clock next year? Do you have a 8 o'clock? Anybody have 8 o'clock, or do we just want to get to the Gator game?
I got them. We can get to the Gator game, though. Let's talk about that. That's important. Bring the 8 o'clock intro, though.
Yeah, 8 o'clock intro followed by Gator game coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
That's perfectly legal, man. 8 o'clock brought to you by Luce Air Quality. LuceAirQuality.com. Maybe you're like Aaron Rodgers and family and had fire issues around your house and you need to air quality test. Luce Air Quality's got you. Mold issues, flood, whatever. Whether you are a business or home, whether you're a property manager and have a ton of square footage, like they got you handled at Luce Air Quality, the best of the best at environmental testing. Make sure you use them. If you're a realtor, check out what they do with realtors to make sure you're putting your clients in good, safe homes. Mold is no joke. You can get sick, cost you a ton of money. That's what Luce Air Quality is here to do, to tell you what your environmental issues are, if you have any. Call 904-803-1014. That's 904-803-1014. Or go to luceairquality.com. That's L-U-C-E, airquality.com. Instead of 8 o'clock, because we got so much to get into, I want to talk a little bit about this Florida
covering
game.
Covering the
spread. By the way, Vegas was money this week, man. I mean, we all think about the three games that we were kind of like, well, what are they talking about? They had Miami favored. Miami
what?
Won. Yeah, Miami won. They said Clemson was going to win by a million.
What?
They did. They said, what was it, 13 and a half?
Yeah.
LSU?
What?
If it wasn't for Mullen doing some dumb Pirine pass on the goal line.
Man, I am not going to let anybody talk bad about Dan Mullen right now.
Well, some of us had Florida plus 13.5 and would have liked that
I got you. Okay, well, then you can talk bad about him. That's
that
fine.
Was silly.
Dan Mullen is a stud. Like, Dan Mullen, I thought that game was great. I thought it was, like, one of the more entertaining games that I've watched in a long time. But I can be a Florida fan and recognize the difference in the two teams. LSU was scoring very easily. Florida was having to grind out. I mean, you're talking converting long third downs. I mean, Dan Mullen was dialing it up for most of the game. I thought he put on a clinic on how to get around deficiencies. You got an offensive line that's not very good. Here's what we got to do when we're playing an elite team that we know we got to score with. I thought Dan Mullen was excellent.
So you're cool with the quarterbacks?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought they did a good job of – yeah, I thought they're doing a good job of using Emory. In fact, I wouldn't mind seeing Emory a little bit more.
He's fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The only problem with Emory is if somebody catches a clean shot on him.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the biggest dude, but he always falls forward, though. I mean, it takes two or three guys to get him down. I thought they did well. My take on this as a Florida fan is I thought they legitimized themselves as a top 10 team against Auburn. I think they legitimized themselves as a contender in the SEC Saturday night. Because you take that environment they were in away. I'm not saying they win. Not at all. But I'm saying it's a hell of a football game. You put that in a neutral site. And Florida's better than what I thought they were going to be. I wasn't on the we came to the season and I said, look, if they win one of those three, Georgia, Auburn, or LSU, then I'll be happy. I'm looking at it now. They got a legitimate chance of winning two of the three, man. And I think, by the way, I think they smoke South Carolina this weekend. I don't know what the line is for that. I'll look it up. I think they smoked South Carolina. So I'm, as a Florida fan, Florida fans are going to get mad at me for saying this. That is a moral victory in my mind. You went into the toughest place to play, and you literally went toe-to-toe with what some people are calling the best team in the country. I'll take it right now. And let's just play for a rematch. I don't think it'll be LSU in the rematch, but I'll go along with it.
6.5.
6.5, Florida?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it would be way more than that.
Even after the Georgia thing?
Yeah. South Carolina's not a good team all of a sudden.
I'm going to tell you what South Carolina is. And again, I'm not going to disrespect. I mean, and it's matchups things.
Yep.
Missouri sucks. Missouri plays Florida well.
Missouri doesn't suck this year, though, is the problem.
South Carolina wasn't really good last year. South Carolina had Florida dead to rights.
Mm-hmm.
With arguably a much better pass rush, if those two guys are still hurt,
right?
But you know what you got with Ja'Kai Polite. You know what you have with CC Jefferson. If you're missing those two guys, your secondary, while front loaded,
CC Jefferson.
Wasn't CC Jefferson?
Oh, last year. I got you. Okay,
that's what I'm
okay.
saying. Like that's who played last year, and South Carolina had him dead to rights. Backup quarterback doesn't matter because Kentucky played with a backup quarterback earlier and had him dead to rights. I'm just saying.
Word is that the quarterback will be playing this week.
Which
though.
One?
The white kid. That
Which
got
white
hurt.
Kid? Helinski?
Yes.
Okay.
So, I mean, Muschamp is a good defensive coach. He's going to have them coached up pretty good. And I'm sure Florida's defense would like a better shot to put on a better showing than they did last week. But I believe Florida plays, which is a sign of a coach that is changing the culture, is that they play up for big games. They don't cower down. And now this isn't as big a game as Auburn or LSU. So my thoughts would be it still be a much closer game. I don't think they're going to boat race them.
But the only reason why I think so is because I think if you're Florida, you got to be playing with a ton of confidence right now. And you're going into this game and you know, okay, if we get by this one, we've got a bye week, and then we've got the SEC East Championship. Well, Missouri. I mean, I get you still got
basically,
that. But
you
got Georgia.
You beat Georgia, you got your you control your own destiny.
Right. And so that's why I think Mullen and Grantham have proven they'll be ready. I hope, and this is where I'm cautious, Florida has not taken the next step to being, air quotes, back until they start winning some of these Kentucky, South Carolina games easily. The last 2 weeks are as optimistic as I've been as a Florida fan in a long, long time. I mean, probably since Herbs was there. So now I've got to think that they can follow this up. And the other thing is, those receivers are legit. Legit. And Kyle Trask is legit.
Now, that's the other side. Florida's got to be – is it true that Florida went – I mean, I was listening to Hacker and them. It was 35 minutes without scoring? In the second half. Florida scored once in the second half. Is
that
true?
They scored once, yeah, but there's 30 minutes is a half.
Oh, so it was 25 minutes.
But LSU only scored twice. Okay. It wasn't like they didn't have defense. They got all the way down the goal line through an interception.
Right, I remember that. They got stopped twice.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like they didn't have offense. I think that game, the second half, flew by because I think it was really well played, not a ton of penalties. So I don't think everybody got the possessions that, you know, they thought they would. It wasn't one of those things where it was like bogged down and they couldn't do anything at all. But their receivers are good. The O-line still isn't great, but it's not as bad as what everybody's making it out to be either.
I think they're much better with a stationary quarterback.
Yeah, you're
probably
right. Yeah.
Kind of a problem with Mullen. But I mean, he's done a really good job right now.
Yeah. No, that's a great point. Somebody that they don't have to worry about moving the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all really think LSU, I mean, they're good. But don't we see this almost every year, though? Don't we see a team that changes things up offensively? Don't we see them just score a ton of points until they don't? Until somebody goes, okay, I got this figured out, and kind of gives a blueprint?
I mean, that's anybody.
Right, but I mean, that's what I'm saying.
But I think right now, what we're seeing it more so is that LSU has gone years with being just a good defensive team with athletic wide receivers.
Right.
This is why I tell fan bases. This is why I say what I say. But Florida State fans, someone like James, you're a homer. Like, no, it's got nothing to do with that. I'm about the program. They want to fire.
That's not the definition of a homer.
No, what I'm saying is win, lose, or draw. I'm not gonna lie about something. I just believe you do things a certain way. What if LSU fires Ed O? Ed O's a good recruiter.
Oh, I got you.
Ed O's a good recruiter, and they put the fiscal burden or whatever. They put the money up to put good coordinators with them. They paid great money to get an offensive guy, and they competed with Jimbo to make sure that their DC stayed with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like these, $5 million, just like I was telling somebody with Clemson, $5 million in your coordinator position.
Yeah.
Like that's real. Like that's some stuff right there. So, I mean, you ride with like.
Just in your coordinator. That's not counting all the support staff.
Yeah. Just in the coordinator position. That's how you show a commitment to winning, and you let your guy be a figurehead and coaches and go recruit. But all we've said for a while is, man, if LSU gets a quarterback, some kind of quarterback, they're going to be good. We see what their wide receivers do almost every Sunday except for when they go to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they're not in Cleveland, they're good. They flourish. Somehow Johnny Manziel has made all pro, all Madden receivers look like rookies.
Baker Mayfield.
Whatever.
Same guy.
Yeah. One guy's got a DUI. Other guys doesn't.
Sober Johnny Manziel. Yeah.
One guy gets chased. And caught by police officers drunk, the other guy's able to get away when he's drunk. It's just a little bit different.
Okay.
But when these guys have a quarterback that can play competently, it gives them an advantage. Do I think they'll beat Bama? I think they have a chance, not because they're how good they are. I just think Saban is just getting too cocky. He's saying, I'm going to coach with the land of misfit toys, like all the coaches that nobody wants anymore.
Let me give you just some stats here, and if you didn't watch the game, this isn't going to make sense to you. This is how good LSU was offensively. They had 511 yards in 21 minutes.
Didn't they average 11 yards a play?
Something like that, yeah.
Which is unacceptable.
21 minutes. Florida had the ball for 38 minutes and 19 seconds. LSU had it for 21 minutes and 41 seconds and had 511 yards.
so much for time of possession.
Right.
That everybody tells me means so much.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, you want to talk about a clean game.
But Elliott must be losing.
How about this? Mind. How about this? One turnover the whole game. That was from Florida in the red zone.
It was in the end zone.
And a total now, in today's day and age, this is crazy, a total of 9 penalties for only like 77 yards between the two teams.
That's why college football is so much better to watch and entertaining than in the NFL. I watched a game where there was 8 penalties on consecutive plays, and it wasn't even that crazy. It's something you see every Sunday in every single game. They think in the NFL, we have to get every call right.
Yeah.
But you're sacrificing the entertainment value of you know, the game.
Yeah.
For sure when you do that.
If I know the referee's name, then it's a bad game.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, not discouraged as a Florida fan in any way, shape, or form. That game was, I thought, a lot closer than the 42-28 score.
Oh, for sure.
A lot more entertaining.
It was basically whoever got a stop won.
Right. That's stop or turnover. Yep.
I agree with you. But I just like when I say these things, like everybody bashes me for it. But like you're being truthful, and I 100% agree with you.
Well, what are you saying about Florida State?
No, just in general. Like anybody that I say, oh, that was a closer game than what the. You lost by 14. That's all that matters.
Well, as long as you don't come in here and say that Saturday's Clemson game was closer than the scoreboard.
Not at all. I looked at that game and I was just like, we're not winning, so it doesn't matter to me, all any of those things. But I was like, man, Dabo is really is a Christian, man.
Can we get – actually,
got on that kicker,
I want to take a break. I want to come back to that.
Man, that was all cap right there.
That's all that was. That was – you know what?
You think it was a little fake?
Yes. Let's get to Dabo. That's coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
It is The Sports Den. It's not. It's November 9th, LSU, Alabama. We'll be at that one. You want to ride out there?
I think that's FSU Miami week.
No, that's November 2nd.
Okay. FSU Miami is the same week as Florida Georgia.
I might go to that. That's cool. We got with the Jags.
You know, this is the first year in about 8 years that I'm not going to go to that game.
To FSU
Miami?
Sadly,
yeah. I think I'm just going to sit this year out. I'm not excited about it at all. I don't care about winning or losing. I think we have a good chance to win, but I just don't care.
I think we play Boston College and I'll be gone. Yeah, because that's veteran. Veterans Day weekend.
Well, how would you want to go watch Alabama LSU when you go watch FSU Boston College?
Yeah, I get paid to cover FSU. I don't get paid to cover those other jokers. Well, technically, but not really.
Yeah. Is BC good this year?
No, they just lost their starting quarterback for the rest of the year, sadly.
Anthony Brown?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a good kid too, man. I like him. He's what happened?
He's out
for the year?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah, he's a good player. Florida State Clemson. I mean, we can get into the game if you want to, but my big takeaway from that was seeing right before halftime Clemson's kicker miss a chip shot and Dabo go all Bobby Knight on him.
Mm-hmm. To make the score 31-0, by the way.
Right. And I'm sitting there watching that, and I'm like, man, see, Dabo – like you don't do that unless you want people to see you doing that. That's the only reason why he did it. There was no other purpose in that than he just wanted to people to see his little cute tirade. It aggravated me, man. I'm just like,
so. I mean, I didn't care, but even the announcer was like, I mean, you can't talk to a kicker like that, and. There's so many double standards with how you treat kickers.
I don't care about the kicker.
So then why should he not be able to talk down to a player like that?
Because he doesn't ever do that. He never does that. Like
he doesn't. You're right. But he's also never had such an incompetent player on his team in so long. Like, that kid sucked.
Well, he's the one that brought him in.
Yeah, he brought in a backup, which how many teams have backup
kickers? No, what I'm saying is that kid is kicking at Clemson.
That guy is a walk-on. Everybody has a walk-on kicker.
Oh, do they?
They don't start, then he should go sign a kicker.
There's a lot of schools.
You're Clemson.
There's a lot of schools, Bama being one of them that, for a time, that literally had people come in and you battle to win the kicking job as a walk-on.
Well, then don't scream at them when you're not even put him on scholarship.
Right.
I agree. No, I mean, they put him on scholarship.
The other guy that came in as a walk-on.
You come in
as a walk-on. Look here, kid. You think I'm going to let you take
they do the
play
same
here?
Thing. They do the same thing with long snappers.
It's like a fan experience. It's like you get a sideline pass. You pay $20,000 for it, and they start yelling at you.
But, like, it was fake.
It's like going to the Jack State of the
like the ironic part about all of that is that you're up 28, right? You don't yell at Sunshine when he throws an interception.
Oh, heck no, because he
like literally the drive
year.
Before he threw an interception. That was way more would have been way – none of it was detrimental, but should would have been way more detrimental to your
– if they were playing a real team.
Like if you were playing a real team than missing the field goal when you're up 28. I mean, what we saw was
– you guys are soft.
That? True. Wow, pick. Give me that.
Aaron threw
He
one.
Threw another yep. one?
Mm-hmm. That one kind of sucked, too. Oh, yeah. Don't tackle him. But
who's on your fantasy team in this game?
The kicker for Green Bay.
Oh, that's good.
So if LaFleur started screaming at him.
I'm good now. As long as he doesn't miss him, I'm straight. I've already won that one. I got dismantled. Ironically, this is
Dude,
the one with Jameis.
That's another drop, though. Look.
How many points did Jameis?
It's the dude in the helmet.
If it were a spear, it would have killed him. i.e., a one Hall of Famer, Kevin Sullivan.
Oh.
Right there. Give me
How
that.
Many points did Jameis get you this week?
14.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You just, I mean, the better question is how many points would he have gotten if he didn't turn it
like
over
50.
Every other. Yeah. But nah, what we saw was, again, we just talked about it with LSU. And this is my problem with FSU fans. I'm like, this is it. This is the game that got me. I don't want Willie anymore. Like, this game? Like, what? You had expectations? Like, we actually lost by less points than we did last year. And then, two, it just goes back to a program that's really well. Again, Willie, there's three camps, right? Three camps of FSU fans, well, bump fans, of people who actually commit money to the university. There's one that just, there's nothing that Willie can do. He's already shown them enough. They're ready for him to go. There's camp two, us logical people, that say, you know what, he may or may not be the guy, but you can't fire a coach when you have a lame duck president and a lame duck AD. Like, you're not going to get a really, really good guy. And that's the thing of most of the fan base, the silent majority. And then there's the third sunshine pumpers that just say, like, hey, you know, just give – Willie's our guy. Let's just give him time. And I think
– he's got a plan.
I think to be, like, all the way into three is probably a bit much, and to be all the way in one is just being a curmudgeon. But, again, you see Clemson puts $5 million into their coordinators. They got – was it 60 off-field position? Like, you got so much information that can get broken down and disseminated. Venerables is the Mickey Andrews of our generation. He's really good.
He ain't going nowhere. Everybody,
no, and the minute you come up, this is what's so ironic about it, Denny. We should be scoring more points on Clemson. We need a new head coach. Whoever wants your head, we want Venerables. Well, why would you want Venerables? I wonder why. Well, he's a good coach. No ish, Sherlock. They're paying him $2.5 million, and they'll probably pay him $3 million. And he will probably stay. So,
is there any coordinators around the country that even get close to that?
Yes, LSU.
Yeah.
Who's that guy? Canada?
Defensive coordinator.
No.
Rhonda.
Yeah, Rhonda. Canada's not even there anymore.
So, who's their offensive coordinator?
I would take Alex Grinch, and I would take the best D coordinator in the nation right now, who we should have had we offered him $1 million, and that'd be Jim Leonard, who's at Wisconsin.
Steve Ensminger.
Well, they've got dual coordinators at LSU.
Okay.
They brought in the guy from the Saints. He's kind of doing their passing game as well.
But, I mean, the thing is just you got
– here's what I learned, though, Joe Brady.
Oh, he's talking about offense.
Yeah. Here's what I learned, though, is when I went up to Georgia for that Notre Dame game, to piggyback off what you're saying, you cannot imagine the number of people on the Georgia staff. It is mind-boggling. Like, I mean, there's
Yeah, I think none of the players get any money, and they can pay
assistants
for
the assistants for the assistants.
Exactly.
There's recruiting coordinators who have multiple assistants. There's, I mean, it's unbelievable. And by the way, Georgia fans,
they're trying to get rid of Coley, who FSU fans want to hire as a coach.
Man, listen,
do you see my frustration, JJ? Everybody we want to hire sucks. Sucks worse.
How do you want Manny?
JJ, make a trade.
Yeah, we'll take Manny.
You want Burt?
You want Enos?
You want Enos? Anybody but Tad?
No, I'm not out on Manny just yet.
But here's the thing about Georgia fans. Y'all need to listen to this, and y'all need to listen carefully. Is I keep seeing this thing about, you know, the Mark Richt comparison about the records and all that. Is that supposed to be a slight against Kirby Smart? Because Mark Richt was a hell of a coach at Georgia.
I just think it's a funny stat when you put them next to each other and they're exactly the same win-for-win SEC East to SEC East.
But 2 weeks ago, all of Georgia was telling us they've got the best head coach in the country. And because he loses one game? And by the way, it's not even about that game. Do y'all understand how much goes into building the program? Like, they're recruiting, the organization. Like, everybody at Georgia was talking about the game day experience. Do you know who knows everything that's going on? Kirby Smart. Like, he's got his hands in all of it. When I went to Florida, I saw it with Mullen. Mullen knows everything that's going on. There's a purpose with everything. It's not about calling one play. It's about being a CEO. It's about being a manager. It's about finally getting the people in the positions that you are comfortable with in that position. And it's about running a program, not about running a game or a series or a play. It's about a program. And if you want to look at Kirby, or you want to look at, we'll take it to FSU, if you want to look at Willie and you want to look at all these guys and you want to say this guy is bad for our program, then okay, say that. But you sound like an idiot when you say it about Kirby. Y'all haven't won a national championship since 1980. It's not his fault that's your expectations. Mm. Like, this man has taken you places that y'all didn't think you would go in his first couple years.
National relevance?
Yes. Did he call a stupid fake punt? Yes. But is anybody going to argue that Kirby Smart's not one of the top 5 to 7 coaches in America? And you think you're going to just easily replace him? I mean, y'all are crazy.
I don't really know what a top 5 coach means anymore, because people will tell you it's a, you know.
You'd put him in there, though.
It's a championship.
No doubt.
People will tell me that it's you got to win a championship.
There's only like 3 coaches that have even done that right now.
You know who's won a championship? And is it considered a top 5 coach?
Jimbo?
No. Jimbo's one of the ones who's considered a top 5 coach. Even it's a guy whose his resume is almost exactly like.
Les Miles. Les Miles, weird.
See? You see what I'm saying? Probably. You see what I'm saying? You
he's
say
weird, though.
You say Les Miles and people are like, but you know who's a weirdo? Who Florida, I know my fan base wants? Mike Leach.
Yeah, he's a novelty too. Yeah.
Just saying, man. The guy chews a little grass. Not that good. Not that grass you chew, JJ. A little grass.
I don't eat it.
You don't have edibles?
No. Edibles, I don't. Are. I'm not that kind of guy. I'm old school.
It doesn't light, I don't
care. Yeah, exactly.
Swisher sweets. I don't trust Dutchess.
All right, we got to take our final break before we run out of time. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the sports thing on the other side.
I tell you the difference between me and them. They're trying to get the ones and trying to get them.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Yeah, man, I'm just – I have done a 180 on this. I'm so over it, Jalen. So over it. I don't want him here. I don't want him to ever play for Jacksonville again. All right, let's just keep it moving.
He agrees with you.
I mean,
he also doesn't want to play here anymore.
People act like we were any good with him.
That's just such that logic though. I don't get that logic.
What do you mean?
No, I'm just saying
we sucked with him.
I get him. We sucked with Calais. We were good with him as well.
None of them were asking to be traded.
But no, but I'm just saying, but again, that's just when he's not. That's called being bitter. I get that part. I get we don't like him, but like that whole, well, we weren't any good with him. Yeah, we were good with him as well. Like, I mean, I get it. Like, but if we use that logic, our entire 53-man roster sucks.
No, any other person that would ask to be traded, you'd okay. I mean, you could say the exact same thing. That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's not like It's not like all of a sudden our season is ruined, Jalen, because you want to be traded. We weren't going to be any good with you.
I get it. I get it. I don't think he's the reason we lost any of the games anyway.
No, I don't either. We're losing because we're not good.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason the Jags are losing. Like, at the end of this whole thing.
But that's not Jalen's.
Jalen needs to be gone. Coughlin needs to be gone.
There we go.
All of them need to be gone.
That's who I think we need to stop focusing on, Jalen. That's there. Like, he's not here and blah, blah, blah. He ain't coming back. But now's the time is a good time. Now's as good a time as any to start focusing on the real problem.
The job searches.
Like, you just go ahead and cut Coughlin and either create a new position for it or just say, hey, we sucked with that position and we sucked without it. So let's just save a little bit of money here.
I don't think it's just going to be. I think it's going to be Coughlin, Dave, and Marone. They're all gone.
Should be all of them.
I mean, there was an ultimatum apparently by Shot after last year that, all right, I'm going to bring you guys back, but we have to win. And, well.
Yeah, that's going well.
They're 2-4.
Yeah. I don't care who they've lost to. Like, somebody told me that today.
Well, and there's so many people who are saying, like, well, the next two games, they're easily going to win those two. It's like, do you even watch the NFL, bro? What do you think? They're just going to easily
bump?
These teams are just going to lay down to the Jaguars because they don't have any wins?
Well, so bump the NFL. Just the Jags. Do you not watch the Jags?
Yeah, true that.
Nobody fears the Jags, man. Never, never. People look at the Jags just like we look at our schedules. Oh, that's a circle that win. They're
you know what they're saying in
they're
Cincinnati?
They're disrespecting as hell.
Oh, in Cincinnati right now, they're like, this is the week. Yeah. Oh, well.
We get back on track when we beat the Jags. This comes at a perfect time.
We'll only be 1-4. 1-5.
1-5, yeah.
The only team that would think the difference is the Dolphins because they're trying to tank.
They're trying to. They're like, oh, crap.
You think they dropped that 2-point conversion on purpose yesterday?
Yep.
All right, make sure y'all get to ABC before the late night show tomorrow night, 10 o'clock tomorrow night, Tuesday night. The rest of the week, we're at 9. Good spending some time with you guys. I'm at Denny_Thompson. That's at Big Game James_36 and at JJ LaSelva. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.